No,
no,
oh,
I didn't
no.
know.
Oh, yeah, I see why you're putting it. No, that's my baby sister.
You just said,
she just came out to be with us all today. And she had diphtheria when she was little. She had pneumonia when she was little. And after her second child was born, she had rheumatic fever. She's just had it all. And she then after this, she got up from the rheumatic fever. She lost a baby. She was born dead. And then she took phleitis. Honey, we like to lost her.
She
has to go every 6 months and have a chest x-ray. See, the rheumatic fever left with a little heart condition. And then this blood clot, you see, from the birth of the baby, she had her leg is split wide open here. And it had done move. They found the blood clot and they split her here. And it was just this close to her lung when they got it. And her husband was, she was in New Orleans. They had rushed her over there. That's a dirt daub, a black dirt daub. And they rushed her over there, and they thought they had it dissolved, so they wanted to make this final x-ray the morning that he was going to bring her home. He said, you can take her home, but he said, well, you're going to make a final, another x-ray to be sure. And if they hadn't, she wouldn't have, she'd have died on the way home. So we just ship her. Yo, yeah, she's fine. She did work. She's not working now.
This is a dirt dauber.
Yeah, that's
he's
a black,
black
dirt dauber. There's the black
there
ones and
colors,
yeah, and the red ones. That must be yellow, I saw.
Alright, when you get if you eat something and you can't hold it on your stomach, you say you do what?
Oh, you vomit.
Alright, is there a nice way to say is vomit just ordinary? It's not
throw up. Some people say throw up, but I can't stand that. That sounds nasty
that's
to me. Yeah. I still say vomit.
Is
I don't
vomit
say,
the nicest way?
I think it
can.
Is. And they even say pute.
That's really bad.
That is. That's the worst. I can't stand that pute deal.
You shuddered.
Yeah.
If a person can't keep food down, then you say he's sick.
Sick on his stomach.
A boy who's going with a girl, you'll say he's doing what?
Courting.
Do they still say
no,
this?
No, they say going. Dating. They say dating.
Dating.
You don't hear courting anymore. I courted.
You're courted, but did Earlene court?
No, she dated.
She dated.
All right,
what? Does Beth do anything yet? Is she too young?
No. Beth was on the verge of wanting to marry, honey. She went with a boy for Beth went with a boy for 2 years.
How old is Beth?
She's 16. She'll be 17.
She'll
be. But she was just so in love with this little boy, and he just worried us to death. We loved him. We just loved him. The whole family loved him, and she went with him over 2 years. Back in February, they broke up, and so now she's talking about going to college, and we're very happy. But you could mention college to her. I'm not going to college. She would just thought when she finished next year, they would. Earlene told me the other day, she said, Mother, I think they would have married in this coming Christmas. And then she'd have finished school if they hadn't broken up.
I do too.
We just real upset about it, but they didn't say nothing.
It just didn't.
That's right.
You are tied down.
I do too. So she's talks of going on to college. She has one more year in school. She'll be a senior next year.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm sure it did. I hope it did. They might eventually go back together.
Was the boy about her age?
Yeah, he was senior. He finished this year. He's a year older. Oh, yeah. He won't be 18. He's be 18 sometime
boys
in July.
Mature, I think, later than
that's right.